Then justification, there is justification, ajajyadhimam. I do not care in the Shankara school, I do not care the Ramanuja Madhya school, I care for Gaudiya school, Mahaprabhu school. I am represented them, I am ready to fight with all and to get victory. Absolute victory I want over everyone. Does not matter. But on his behalf, the places we must be careful, where you fully wait there. The step to the pie, it must be submitted there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hattavasima lokan nohanti noni buddhati. Jasya nahaṁ kṛtu bhāvu buddhir jasya nalipati. Hattāpi hiranyam. On his behalf, you do, isn't it? Be clean there, in your dealings. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Bhāva ghare churi na kiya jai. Prabhupāde, dushta mantra mi kishir vaishnav. Kabuna kakaya. Madhavendra puri bhava ghare churi nakuri lakabhu sadai janava. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. What's the time?
7:35.
Gold Hari Bol.
Maharaj?
Yes.
If the Acharya accepts disciples, if the Acharya sees that some of his disciples have fallen away and completely lost faith. Have become atheist, then that connection is automatically stopped between the guru and the sishya?
Who has left the guru. Yes. Temporarily, it may be that. Temporarily, that is suspension, something like. Mm-hmm. Or some offense and suspension. May not be stopped eternally.
Another thing which is hard to understand is to what degree is the Acharya responsible for the karma of his sishyas?
Well, somewhat. It depends on the position of the Acharya. He is being holy on behalf of Krishna, he may not be affected. But when once Prabhupada gave sannyas to one disciple, our Guru Maharaj, but he could not keep. Prabhupada was so much disturbed, and he began to cry. His peculiar sentiment appealing to Mahaprabhu, why have you given me this inspiration if you have not given me power to protect a disciple from the hands of Maya? I gave him sannyas and he could not keep it. Maya snatched him. Then why have you given me such inspiration? Then I, I resign to you my post. But sometimes we cried and we suffered with such mentality. It was so. When you have not given me such little power that I can protect a man from the clutches of Maya, I have already given sannyas, but he could not give. So I have no power. I am helpless. I won't do this service. Then take me off. For some time. But of course that was adjusted very soon. But such feeling, such a reaction also comes in the mind of an acharya. When his disciple goes away leaving his connection, he feels in his heart so much for him, that reaction. I am unqualified. I am unqualified. And that sort of reaction keeps him pure from the misdeed of the disciple. His sincerity in the service of this, nothing can approach to contaminate him. See, sure, not for wealth or not for any other purpose that we make disciples, but only recruitment for the service of Krishna, eternal recruitment, to make him fit, pure for the service of the Supreme Lord. That should be the parent. Not for his own mean benefit of any type. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
Maharaj, it seems that most persons in the Western world, when they come because of some small faith in what they've heard about Krishna, they are not fully understanding.
Those Savandasa, then Varundasa, after Savandasa, he should be educated. Educated sufficiently, and then should be accepted in the group. Otherwise, he half understanding, he may leave, then the reaction will come in the fame, in the name of the acharya. He will be paid on his own coin. But still.
What reaction is that?
The reaction, the bad name. Once he became disciple, then left him, and then he is doing many bad deeds. The name of the acharya will be affected thereby. So he's trying his best. But sometimes in the campaign, there may be something wrong, right or wrong. By remembering the infinite gaze of Nityananda Prabhu, something is given after some suspension, he may again return. He will have to return one day or other. With this hope, he may do. He would have goodwill, then that would be effective in a day, or not in a day, but afterwards. Ma meha vikrama nasasti prastavayu navidyati salpavapasya dharmasya prayati mahatu bhayat. The knowledge of that eternal characteristic that is not lost. It may be again covered for some time, but it will again arise. Other transient things, they come up and goes down. But this is of eternal character, this will stand. And in course of time it will gather ground again and permanently. Hare Krishna.
How do we adjust the understanding that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he instructed that, or it was insinuated that the Acharya in Kali Yuga should not take many sishas.
That depends upon the capacity of the person. Many means, how great army a general can lead. That depends upon the capacity of the general. So here Prabhupada told, one man, he can manage a kingdom, an empire, still he may find sufficient for his own activity. Another man, he cannot manage his family of 5 or 6 men. He finds no time beyond that. So it depends, bahushishya, Maharambha, it depends upon the personality of the man in Acharya. Man is the gold for that. Stamp is but the rank is but the Guinness stamp. Man is the gold for that.
So
Acharya Uttamadhikari Acharya, Madhyamadhikari in different grade. So Acharya may be of different power and condition. So, but the junior class of Acharya, they should not make many disciples, that the opinion of the disciples will guide him. He will guide the disciples, that should be the normal thing. But the opinion of the disciples are guiding the Acharya, who is weak. So, a weak man must not engage himself in a big error, then he will be lost there. In that sense, it has been told.
Maharaj, in Acharya, he may decide that I have already given enough diksha, I shall stop now, or I shall diminish.
Yes, of course, he will be tired. But if he ties them with the toe of his own Gurudev, then he is clear. Otherwise he will be responsible. Responsibility will come to him, but he makes the way clear to his own Gurudev. Then he may remain satisfied. He will appeal to his Gurudev, I have connected with him. Connected them with you, you please take care. I have recruited on your behalf. If he is clear in his heart, in his temperament, then he won't be won't have to suffer.
What can be done when the disciples are preaching? And then recruiting...
Everything is good if it is in a proper line.
But if the Acharya, their Guru Maharaj is not accepting new men and they are preaching, what they do?
Guru Maharaj?
Their Guru doesn't want to accept any more Shisha. But the disciple of this Acharya, they are preaching, they are recruiting new men.
Nivacin Jayacharya, Poite or Sisha Kuraita Chachina.
Karaja Swami Maharaj Acharya.
No. Like Varaha Prakash Maharaj's prashna, that suppose the Acharya has no more interest in giving diksha, then his Sishas, what will they do? In their preaching, they will recruit more men naturally. So where should those men be guided?
Oh, that's a rithik. His men who are recruiting for him, they are taking more in number and asking the Acharya, you must give the diksha to them.
Yes, but he is not interested.
But he is not. Then in that case, he may transfer them to another acharya whom he can trust, just to go to that acharya. I like him, I recommend him for your acharya. In this way he may guide, go to that gentleman. That when Madam's mother came to me for Diksha, she got Harinam from our Guru Maharaj. But for Diksha she came to me. At that time I did not begin to give Diksha, that mentality. So I sent her to Goswami Maharaj, in whom I had confidence. I so many I sent to hear. There. Go there. I have faith there. You may go. I recommend it.
Maharaj, what is lacking is this Sravan Dasya. The Sravan Dasya seems to be lacking the most to properly educate the newcomer. It's very difficult.
Of course. So sometimes if anyone has sufficient time or not sufficient time, he may engage other as assistants to make him, to facilitate his sravan for his satisfaction. If he has got no sufficient time and energy, Rittis may be appointed, Bhakta Pada Sadguru, whom he has got confidence. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur.
Our Guru Maharaj, he wrote that in the final days of a spiritual master, he may take to Nirjana Bhajan, and turn over all the preaching to his disciples.
There may not be in all case. There are some of such temperament want to die on hardness. That was the words of Goswami Maharaj, the founder of Gaudiya. One Maharaj requested him, we have done a preaching and service enough, let us enter into the cave. Nirjan Bhajan. Goswami Maharaj refused hatefully. I want to die on harness. That was it. But one Maharaj has three carrying minds. Sometimes he enters into the cottage for bhajan and sometimes come out with reaction. That is his temperament.
Krishna is taping everything.
Oh.
Sarvatak Panipadam Tak.
Yes.
So there's in some personality it is the tendency to preach, it is always there. It cannot be avoided.
That Goshtanandi type, that is a peculiar type, special type. Sincere case, whatever he finds fit, at once, without taking it himself, extends to others. Oh, take it. A laudable nature. Must be sincere in his dealing. All right.
So when it is seen that the acharya is apparently suffering some reactions, is it the acharya's fault or the sishya's fault? Because from what you've said just now, it seems hard to...
Suffering from what?
Suffering from some, perhaps some external illness.
External?
Illness.
illness.
Or mental illness.
Or internal worries.
Headache.
That is, but a particular case should be examined.
In general case?
One once our Guru Maharaj, he said, because I've accepted some nonsense disciples, he said, sometimes I have to
That is the bright side, to have estimation for the acharya on the part of the disciples. Bright side, generally bright side is that. But particular case should be examined and a remark should be made. Not in all cases.
কিন্তু প্রত্যেকটাই তো মানে প্রত্যেকটাই যখন আলাদা আলাদা পার্ট প্রত্যেক সোলই যখন আলাদা আলাদা প্রত্যেকের কেসে আলাদা আলাদা ভাবে বিবেচ্য হবে কি বলতে
According to his capacity, according to his purity of purpose, sincerity. Hare Krishna. When Krishna was here, there was another Vasudev, arose in Assam side, that I am Vasudev, he is not.
Pondraka.
Vasudev. Then Krishna had to face that problem. Yes, come, who is proper Vasudev, I shall show you.
Maharaj, Virat Prakash Maharaj is asking that when Prabhupada was still present among us, sometimes he has seen that when he was sick, he was ill, he would stop giving diksha.
That should be thought as physical unfitness and their desirability of the higher, some hindrance, some opposition in the fate of the so-called disciples. It should be looked like that. That some hindrance is on the fate of the disciples. For this has been created, this unfavorable environment has been created to stop his Diksha. We should take it that way. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Our Guru Maharaj said that for preaching purposes, for propaganda of Krishna consciousness, that sometimes risk had to be taken in accepting someone who was not properly fit, but later, by the mercy of the spiritual master, they may become properly qualified.
What did you say?
Honorable Achyut Jay, Majhe dekha jai je acharya বহু শিষ্য গ্রহণ করে তাহার নিজের খাতি হইতে পারলেও সেই সমস্ত শিষ্য উনি গ্রহণ করেন কেন উনি জানেন যে ভবিষ্যৎ কালে মহাপ্রভুর কৃপা এবং গুরুদেবের কৃপায় সেই শিষ্যের উন্নতি লাভ করা হবে
What still remains with him, you may think, in a proper person, if I hear, he would thrive, and my Gurudev's line will be gloriously expanded. So whatever small left for me, I may give him to him. But the interest of his Gurudev and his life.
Maharaj, how many disciples did Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur initiate?
That we don't know, maybe 1,000, something like that. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, near about 100. Rupad means 2,000-3,000. 2,000-3,000 maybe. More than 1,000. And Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj, 1 or 2. 1 or 2.
And Mahaprabhu initiated disciples.
Initiated disciples, perhaps 1 or 2. And Dognath Goswami's disciple initiated only Narottam, and Narottam disciples perhaps near 1,000,000. The whole of Manipur received the grace of Narottam Thakur. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, there's one practical question. As in the case of Vijaya Tirtha Maharaj, we find that some of our god brothers reinitiated his disciples.
I
gave diksha again. Reinitiations took place. For example, Bhavananda Maharaj, Swarup Damodar Maharaj, and Bhagawan Maharaj.
That may be done considering the acceptance of his Gurudev. If a person goes through him and goes through A, B, C, or X, who may be accepted by his Gurudev? With this internal understanding, he may do that. I shall take him to my Gurudev. But he feels, no, he will be satisfied if he goes through that disciple. Then he won't to go. But if I take him to my Gurudev, he will gladly accept. That should be the inner adjustment.
For example,
he was mishandling, and I am handling properly, so my Gurudev would be satisfied with me. Yon arakjon guru bhaiyer shishyo bhangiye niye shidhikha dicche. Tokhon se ki korte pare? Amoker shishyo, se tar dissatisfied take bhangiye niye.
But the shishyos were not dissatisfied. They were preached to in a different way. They were preached to.
Forcibly,
yes.
They will have to give explanation there. adjustment, they will have to do that. Whether he is being satisfied with this one.
But it's very painful. Very painful to the sishya and the guru.
Very, very painful. Like cattle, they are dealing with the human sentiments, pure sentiments, like goats and the sheep.
Yes. Yes. Cattle.
They are cattle.
Yes.
They are being dealt with like cattle. That belongs to the committee, not any sentiment between a human heart is being ignored, is smashed.
Yes.
The connection from heart to heart, from soul to soul. But by a tank, the tank is crushing this পদাতিক সৈন্য কি বলে ইনফ্যান্ট্রি, বাই ট্যাঙ্ক ক্যাশিং দি ইনফ্যান্ট্রি ইজ সামথিং লাইক দ্যাট।
So how do we relate to those persons who have done
he's
that?
Doing in the consideration of humanity, and also in the case of devotion, they would have to incur a very grave situation. It is not a play to play with the hearts and the religious sentiments of the people. Like a military campaign. So I told the dollar diplomacy and the despotism in the name of devotion, dedication and divinity. It is going on like that. This is my conception. The play of dollar and diplomacy and despotism. In the name of devotion, dedication, and divinity. 3D. In the name of 3D.
6D.
Fools rushing her angels fear to trade. Is this military?
In the name of divinity, dedication, and devotion.
In what cases a disciple can reject his own guru?
Guru? Who have got some sense, some appreciation about the fine feeling and the sentiment of devotion. They cannot crush like it is a demonic. Demonic at him. Ignoring person, soul connection, going the committee connection, the computer is taking the position of the human soft heart.
So, Maharaj, these persons are our God brothers, but personally, I don't feel any necessity in the future to even associate with them in any way.
I think the sincere men will not associate. That is a... dangerous, heinous attempt in humanity. What to speak of the religious world?
For example, Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj will come here in a month or so to visit you because he still thinks that he has done nothing wrong. He has reinitiated the disciples, some disciples. And he will come and visit you as if he has done nothing wrong. And when he sees...
Damodar Maharaj came to... he has told...
Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj...
He came to me.
He will come. Soon he will come here.
He may come.
Yes.
He may come. But there is a heinous
and he will act with us as if he has done nothing wrong. Then? He will mani uni amadiga ke dekhe jena uni kichu kono dosh koren uni byabohar korben.
That may be his discretion, his realization, but I differ fully from that.
Shri Maharaj,
I am really speaking, I am afraid to see their face, who are a party to this demonic activity. Heartless people, the other day Swami, by the order of Swami Maharaj, that gentleman established a connection with them, and for some plea, they are rudely severing that connection of divine sentiment. And they will be dealt like that.
As you sow, you shall reap.
They have no appreciation of soft dealing. It seems to me that I told that to crush the infantry with the help of the tank, just as America threw atom bomb to the innocent people. The victory of machine over the human humanity, human hearts, human feeling. Fight, direct fighting. That is, that may be accepted. Who has come to fight with him. But the innocent man, they are engaged here and there, and they are crushed by some machinery efficiency. There must be some reaction.
America will get that reaction.
They'll see. They'll say that for greater benefit, we are bound to do this sort of things for higher, greater benefit. But the qualitative judgment should be there. This human civilization, at the cost of the vegetable and the mineral and the animal living, by force of their machine and the scientific knowledge, they are robbing them, and their reaction must come. The law of karma won't allow them to get scot-free.
Guru Maharaj, in which case somebody can reject his guru?
In which case somebody can reject?
That is less objectionable. Personal dealings, I can't put my faith on him for such and such reason. It's a simple case.
Guru Vatpa Valitra.
A simple case. But forcible conversion, like the Mohammedans, there is a sword and there is Quran. Accept Quran or you'll be beheaded. Tenāda viṣṇu cena tarudu viṣvaiṣṇuna amānina mānuleno kīrtaniya sadāhari. This sort of maxim is being ridiculed and laughed at by such attempt. In the name of future collective goodness. There is a gangrene.
Monetary collection.
They will say there is a gangrene in the left hand, it must be cut off. Kuryadevi. To cut up one thing, and then to chew that thing, that cut up limb to chew. And jiva, what is that thing? Hare Krishna.
So now that we're going to different parts,
cutting the limbs of Jayatirtha, the Rameshwar and Bhagavan, who they are eating that meat.
Bhavananda.
All of
them. They are chewing and eating the meat of these limbs.
Here he comes.
Huh?
Yes, just come in.
Who?
The Jayatirtha.
No limbs.
Limbless.
Govinda Maharaj. Who Beshi recorded that.
Yes.
Extreme opinion. I am always for that. I am not only yes, commentator.
Yeah.
This what? Achyutananda and Narasimha Kaviraj has remarked in my favor that is a severe commentator. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Kata bajlo?
8:15.
Huh?
8:20.
8:20?
Yes.
So no more.
One last question, Guru Maharaj.
And when and the Guru can reject the disciple?
By sufficient reason there should be, after warning. A gentleman-like treatment may be expected in every case. When too intolerant, it should be rejected, not very easily. And it will set a bad example to others. They're segregated. So when any patient is considered to be so much contagion, yes, that will be dangerous to other patients of the room, he should be removed like that. And his association will cause much damage to others, other disciples. Then in that case, helplessly, he is to be removed for the good of others.
So I came late, I should get a chance to ask one question.
One question.
So he deserves one question.
Yes.
Because he came late.
He came at the end.